Okay.
I call to order the August 17th, 2017 meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's 5:35 on the West Coast. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay, so Grace Aaron?
Here.
Alanis here. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Alexander is here. David Beaton? Not here. Jim Brown? Not on yet. Adriana Casimir?
Adriana Casimir is present.
Okay, Casimir is present. Bill Kroger?
Here.
Kroger is here. Kathy Davis?
Here.
Davis is here. Benita Diaz? Not here yet. Wanda Garner?
Here.
Garner is here. Jane Goodman? Not here yet. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
And Sabrina?
Here.
Yes, Sabrina is here. Okay. Ken Norfolk?
Here.
Ken Norfolk is here. Robert Mark?
Here.
Mark is here. Sabine Roberts? Not on yet. Francis Sabat?
How's there?
Okay, Sabat is present. T.M. Squirks? Not present yet. Nancy Seldon? Okay, not on yet. Alex Steinberg asks excuse absence. Tanaka is here. Kendra Shibanda? Not on yet. Andrea Turner? Not on yet. Mosquito? Washington? Not on yet. We're going to go back. So, David Beaton? No. Jim Brown?
I'm on now.
Okay, Brown is on. Okay. Benito Diaz? Benito? Okay, Diaz is here. Jan Goodman? Not here yet. Sabine Roberts? Not on yet. Kim Scruggs? Okay. Nancy Sordon? Amber Shibanda? Andrea Turner? Mosquito Washington? Okay. We have 13 at the moment, so we can go on with whatever the agenda is. You open?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We're
point of order, Mr. Chair.
I want to identify my timekeepers, so before we start making our points of order and talking, we can have time. Do I get volunteers for my timekeepers?
I'll do the items since I'm putting in.
The people.
Okay, and for items?
Yeah, I'll put the items since I'm putting the time in. Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Kasanev, you have a point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The continued breach of Pacifica Foundation by law and California Corporation Code. My point of order is to ask the chair to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law and the California Corporation Code by using a telephonic system of communication that prevents to comply with Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 3, telephonic meetings. The board might hold regular and special meetings by telephone conference, video screen communication, or other communication equipment, provided, however, that the telephone appearance at meetings scheduled as in-person meeting is not permitted. Participation in a telephonic meeting under this section shall constitute presence at the meeting if all of the following apply. A. Each director participation in the meeting can communicate concurrently with all of the directors. B. Each director is provided means of participating in all matters of report, the capacity to propose or to interpose an objection to a specific action to be taken by the foundation. C. The board has a means of verifying that the person participating at the meeting is a director and that all votes cast during such a meeting are cast only by directors. And the California Corporation Code, California Title I Corporations, Division 2, Nonprofit Corporation, Part 2, Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation, Chapter 2, Article 1, 5211. Unless... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. A, unless otherwise provided in the Article of 6 or in the bylaw, of all the following apply. C, director may participate in a meeting through use of conference telephone, electronic video screen communication, and electronic transmission.
Time.
Corporation Section 20.
Thank you.
Participate in the meeting.
If you could forward that to us in writing.
Yes,
we get the gist of it. You could go ahead and forward it to us. Your objection is noted.
Mr. Chair, can I finish my point of order? Because a point of order, I don't think that is debate. It's a point of order.
But we only have so much time to finish the business this evening.
Let me ask you. We will ask the point of the 90 seconds to the people that just read the report or the people that just present a motion, because I don't remember that happening before.
In the interest of time, could you conclude quickly, please, Ms. Cassidy?
Yes. I can stop reading what the article said, and I conclude. That is why I'm asking the chair to stop immediately this illegal telephonic system of communication that violates the right of directors to communicate with all other directors. Mr. Chair can call the member to order. Propose or to interpose an objection to any action to be taken by the foundation. Thank you. And I send them that to everybody. Thank you.
Did Jonathan fall off the call?
She might have dropped off the call. Sabrina, you want to take over?
Mark for the stack.
EM Scruggs is present.
Okay. And then Sabine Roberts is also present. Two people come on. All right.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I don't know. Somehow I disconnected my phone. Ms. Kasaniff, you have your point of order. You concluded with your point of order.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I apologize for falling off the call there. Your point of order has been noted, and as in my ruling, the chair's ruling, I'm sorry, has been stated previously that we will continue using the Maestro system because the body has decided that it does not breach the bylaws and it actually allows for everyone to speak. It stops us all from talking over each other. But your objection is noted, and I trust will be noted.
I challenge your ruling, Mr. Chair.
Second.
Hi.
Been seconded. Mr. Secretary, by all means, take the vote.
Okay.
Point of information before the vote, Mr. Chair. We are not allowed to discuss the challenge of the ruling of the chair, right? Is that exactly what you said?
That is exactly what I'm saying, and I will explain to you why. Because you've asked the question, and so now I'm going to answer the question, and it won't take 90 seconds for me to do it.
Okay.
Thank you. The reason why is because we voted on this every meeting, and the body has already decided that this is how we're going to proceed, and we have such a lot of serious business to conduct. We've decided that it's in the interest of time and in the interest of the foundation, we must conduct business as efficiently as possible. However, you have the right to object to this, and it's been noted in the minutes. And if I'm not mistaken, there should be another point of order and objection coming right up. Mr. Secretary, take the vote.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Who is that? Is that
Catherine?
Go ahead, Ms. Davis. What is your point of personal privilege?
I think while you were off that I believe I heard Robert Mark asking to speak. So I guess he can speak up, but I thought I heard him say something.
Mr. Mark, I did hear you as I was coming back on the line, but you asked to be on the stack, but I'm just explaining why we're doing this. And I, if I'm not mistaken, I can't go over the minutes right now. We may have already decided that we would not continuously go to votes on these matters, because here it is 15 minutes into the meeting and we're going over the very same points of order that we did 14 days ago at this time. Mr. Mark, did you have something you wanted to add?
Move now.
Thank you very much. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote. We are in the middle of a vote now. No, this is dilatory behavior. We're going to move right along this evening, Ms. Kasanev.
Okay.
We allowed you to read your rather extensive point of order, and now we're in the middle of a vote. Thank you.
Okay, so we're voting to uphold the ruling of the chair to say that the point of order was not well taken regarding Adriana Kasanev's point of order. Okay, so Grace?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Grace's yes. Okay, David Beaton? David Beaton? Okay, get back to you. Jim Brown? Get back to you. Adriana Kasanev?
No.
Okay, no, Kasanev is no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Closures, yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Ron Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman? Not here yet. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Jacob is yes. Come over?
Yes.
Gophers, yes. Father Mark?
Yes, to uphold.
Marcus, yes. Serving Roberts?
No, he's wrong.
Okay, Robert is no. Okay, Mansour Sabah?
Yes, he is right.
Sabah is yes. James Cruggs?
Yes.
James Cruggs is yes. Nancy Soden?
No.
Nancy? Nancy is no, okay. Hang on just a minute. And Araka's not here. Tanaka is yes. Kamba Spanda is not on yet. Andrea Turner is not on yet. Mercira Washington? She's not on yet. Okay. Get back to David Deaton. David? You're going to vote on the point of order? Okay. I guess you're not voting. Jim Brown?
No. I said Jim? No before, but hear me.
Okay.
No.
Jim Brown. All right. So I'll get back to David. That's all. Let's see. Only one I haven't gotten yet. David? Okay. You're not voting. Okay. So it's 10 yes, 5 no, and 1 vote, no, registered not voting. So 16 votes. So, okay.
If they can't,
that's the information. What's that?
Yes, 5 no.
5 no, and 1 no. David Beaton.
What's the information?
Okay. I don't remember you asking me to vote.
Oh, yes. Jonathan, I forgot you. Sorry. How do you vote, Jonathan? I'm sorry.
The chair is not voting.
Okay, not voting. Okay, so two not voting then. All right. Request for the chair. 10 yes, 5 no, and 2 not voting. All right.
10 yes, 5 no, and 2 not voting.
Okay,
the
chair
request
for information.
What is your question, Mr. Diaz?
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
What's your question?
Yeah, other than yourself, I just wanted to know. Who's the other person not voting?
David Beaton. I see him on, but he doesn't answer, so.
Well, that's not a not voting. That's simply not participating at all.
We're not going to fool over semantics at this time, Mr. Diaz. That's out of order. We're not going to waste time with the semantics of the voting. It will not change the outcome of this vote. So it's not helpful at this time. This can be decided by some other time by the secretary, or perhaps if Mr. Beaton fixes his phone problem, we can do it. But right now, sir, you're out of order, and I'm going to take a point of order from Ms. Roberts.
Order, Mr. Chair, we hold you to this. The point is that they think that
no, Mr. Diaz, I'm sorry. I said that you're out of order, and then we're going to have to move to the point of order. We waste time with every vote. If we spend a few minutes with every vote quibbling over the semantics of the vote when it doesn't actually change the outcome, I don't believe that would be in the interest of...
Mr. Chair, are you aware of the rules of order or the bylaws?
Quorum. It changes quorum. Can't be counted towards quorum if he's not here.
Well, I'm sure he'll fix his phone in a minute, and we have quorum. We already had quorum. Isn't that correct, Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
And in answer to your question, Mr. Diaz, and thank you for asking, yes, I am acquainted with Robert's rules. I'm holding the book right here in my hand, open to the section on dilatory and improper motions. Would you...
You're looking at the wrong section, Mr. Charles. You should be looking at how to vote state points.
And you are being told by the chair that you are out of order, and I'm asking you to be silent. We're going to have to move on. Are there any excused absences, Mr. Secretary?
Alex Steinberg.
Excuse me, this is Robert.
I have a point of order. This is Benito to the floor.
True, you did. Mr. Diaz, I'm afraid not. We're going to have to move on. Roberts, I'm sorry, I did. Mr. Diaz, this is your second warning. Mr. Diaz, if you do not contain yourself, you will have to mute your phone while I take the next point of order.
Mr. Chair, I think you're confusing what I'm trying to get at. I have moved on. I'm done with the issue of excused absence.
However...
I was acknowledged for a point. I was acknowledged as being next with a point of order before the issue of excused absences was raised. I'd like to speak. I can't hear anything. Have I been cut off again?
I'm cut off too.
I don't think y'all are
Jonathan,
cut off.
I think you're muted there, or maybe you dropped.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Roberts, with your point of order.
My point of order is that the secretary cannot treat someone who is on the call and says, I am not voting, the same as someone who has not responded and may be on another line. There's such a thing called call waiting. So they cannot both be equally treated as though they were present and not voting.
I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts. Ms. Roberts, I apologize. My phone was disconnected again. I'm having problems. But you're saying that they can't be simply...
Perhaps I can
resolve this by asking one more time.
You often didn't hear what I said.
I caught the tail end of what you said, and we're still talking about the subject of Mr. Beaton's vote. Perhaps the issue could be rendered moot if David Beaton would just say here. That's worth a shot.
Mr. Chair,
unfortunately,
the vote count has been announced. I have a point of order. I was recognized for a point of order, and I would like to speak without your interrupting me.
I was letting you know that I was coming back on the line. If you didn't want to know, that's fine, too.
Well, that's
go
great.
Ahead and continue with
in
your point
meantime,
of order.
In the meantime, the vice chair had begun, so the world doesn't stop because you're missing for a minute. The fact is that you cannot treat someone who is on the call and says, I'm present but not voting, the same as someone who does not answer because either they're having a phone problem or they had to take another call or step out of the room or a million other reasons that are irrelevant. The fact is the man didn't say, I am not voting.
Watch
He's
this.
Absent from the call. He simply is not recorded.
Okay. Not recorded. I'll modify. Thank you.
And again, we're not going to... It's 5 minutes to 6 on the West Coast. Are there any objections to the excused absences requested this evening?
Nancy, Jordan,
I didn't hear any.
Point of order.
Yes, Nancy.
I wanted to, yes, Maskila asked me to ask for an excused absence for her. She's on a boat somewhere, on a cruise, and she couldn't contact anybody.
Okay. So two excused absences. Alex Steinberg and Maskila.
Does anyone know of any other requested absences? Excused absences? Okay. Are there any objections to these two excused absences? Hearing none. We're on item three. I'm sorry, item two.
I'd like to give notice.
Agenda approval.
Robert.
Pardon me?
Robert, I'd like to give notice.
Give notice? Two?
Give notice to the continuing breach in that directors Sharon Brown and Afia Longato were improperly removed from this board, and Manchel Sabah and David Eden were improperly added to the board.
Okay, I'll make that notice. Thank you.
Your objection is noted, Ms. Roberts. Thank you very much. You will be noted in the minutes by the secretary.
Mr. Bond, number
two.
Oh, hi, Chivanda. I'll get you down. All right.
We're on item number two, agenda approval. We have 15 minutes for this item. Please take a look at your agendas. And are there any corrections to the agenda as such? Yes, Ms. Katanev.
I see here, first of all, I will ask the chair to read it for the stream because people cannot see what we see.
Yes.
But the second point is, point number five says IED report. Are we having that report in writing?
That's a very good question, Ms. I'm sorry, Mr. Crozier, could you answer that question for me? Do you have the report to send to
No, I haven't prepared one in writing. No, I haven't prepared one in writing, but I'll be glad to do it verbally and take questions, too.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other objections or corrections to the agenda?
Point of information.
Mrs. Roberts.
I heard Ms. Roberts first and then Shabanda. Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
Okay. I think the point of information trumps what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Shabanda.
Yeah, I just want to know why the executive director's reports never are in writing. I think it would serve the board better and make sure that you know, it's transparent, serves transparency and make sure that all board members are aware of what's going on. And there should be no special privileges for people who report to the board. And it should be a report, written report to us as board members from the ED who we are responsible for and who reports to us. And I don't think that it's,
okay.
I'm
sorry, Mr. Shabanda, your
ED
point of order.
Just continue to say that I'm going to give a verbal
Mr. Shabanda, I apologize, but your question is actually out of order. Let me help you here. Question
all right.
would be better suited for during the IED report, because your question is pertaining to the IED report, and then it would definitely be in order as to when.
Yeah,
or
that's exactly what I'm
writing.
Mean. Whatever. But
not a problem.
With a report, if he leaves anything, and that
exactly,
needs to be
and that discussion would be in order during item
report.
Agenda number five. Mr. Shabanda, but that question right now is out of order. It will be in order during item number five, which is the IED report, and that will be a good question for the interim executive director. Ms. Roberts, did you have a question?
I had a statement. I had indicated to the board earlier, I think yesterday, that I wanted to add to motions, but I'm in electronic hell. And have not been able to send a motion to anyone. So I will deal with them next week.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any other corrections or objections to the agenda as it is? I'll read the agenda as requested. Item number two, of course, is agenda approval. We had 15 minutes for that. Item number three is minutes approval for the minutes from 8/3/17, and those were sent out earlier this morning. Item number four, old minutes approval, which would be the minutes of March the 2nd, 2017. P&B minutes, that's open minutes. And then number five is the IED report, and six is adjournment. That's our agenda for this evening. Are there any more objections or corrections to it?
Mark?
Sorry, who was that?
Mark has a question.
Yes, Mr. Mark.
There's a motion at the bottom of the agenda, but it doesn't seem to have a number on the agenda. Concerning the rescission of the motion with regard to the audit committee recommendation.
Could I answer that?
Yes, Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Robert, that is your motion, and then you said that you wanted to put it as at the bottom, and then when you wanted to bring it up, that, you know, when you want to bring it up, we can bring it up. So you want to bring it up today, then you can put that as an item after the IED report.
Well, okay. That's fine with me.
Point of information?
I have a question myself. Go ahead, Ms. Katzenef.
Yes. I think that I don't know how this works, because are we allowed to keep motion there and said I will bring it whenever I want, but I want it in the agenda? And it's, I mean, in this agenda, it's not being part of the consideration? I mean, that sounds so regular. May I start noticing motion and said nobody considers it and decide that we put it on?
I think that's similar to my question. Mr. Secretary, could you elaborate on your explanation that you gave to Bob Mark and help us out there?
Sure. This motion is noticed, and this is noticed a couple of meetings ago, to rescind the previous motion. So when you rescind the previous motion, it takes two-thirds if it's announced at the meeting. But it was announced at the previous meeting, which this one was, that in order to pass this motion, it only takes a majority vote. So if you add this item to the agenda, then, or if you add this to the future agenda, it takes only a majority vote since it was noticed starting from the last meeting. That's the difference.
This is Grace. I move that we add this motion to the agenda after the IED report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to that?
No, it's just a question. How long?
Good question. How long?
I'm hoping that it'll be a consent item by the board. I don't know why anybody would object to that.
5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Perhaps because the item you're complaining about is something I pointed out at the time you guys were rushing it through without discussion.
5 minutes. Are there any objections to this item being on the agenda for 5 minutes? Hearing none. Are there other corrections or objections to the agenda as amended?
Point of information? Nancy Sorden?
Ms. Sorden,
what was the motion that was being added?
It's at the bottom of the agenda.
It's at the bottom of which agenda?
The open agenda for today.
I don't think so.
Well, there weren't any motions on that agenda, so why would it be on there? I don't see it.
The motion is not listed in the items, but it's posted at the bottom below our names. It concerns the fact that they were trying to get action on a 2014 report instead of waiting for the 2015 report, which was going to be ready in a minute.
Mr. Mark, to clarify, go ahead and do you have a copy of that motion in front of you? Well, actually, that's not germane now. Right now, I'm sorry. Right now, we're on the agenda and not the merits of a motion. But I heard there was one objecting to putting the motion on the agenda for 5 minutes. I'm sorry, who was that?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
Yeah, that what we're spending time talking about is exactly what we talked about at the last meeting regarding the agenda. And we asked during the minute, and we asked Aki to stop putting these motions at the end of the document and put it at, will be it on the minutes or the agenda, at the wherever it is that they go on the agenda or in the minutes. And if he did so, and he did agree to do so, then we wouldn't be having this discussion, because people would not be confused, or simply would not have been, you know, people would see it.
Thank you, Mr. Diaz. Because I'm just reading what's at the bottom here, what they're saying is the motion, and it's just extremely brief and doesn't typically read like a motion. But we already moved past that, and it's been added to the agenda because no one objected. Are there any other objections? And also,
the point of information.
We need to insist that the secretary put these motions in the body of the document, be it the agenda or the minutes, as opposed to at the very bottom where people may or may not see it, especially if it's put after the list of PMB member names.